Hello, Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Gant, Voice America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kind of hard to believe that it's the last day of May here in 2007, but that's exactly what it is. Got a number of things to talk about this morning, and then Kurt Maynard will be on with us right around 9 o'clock Central for the last hour of the show to talk about a series of things related to Zionism and the Israeli lobby. That should be a very interesting time between 9 and 10 o'clock this morning. Kurt's website or his blog site can be found by going through Mark Glenn's Crescent and Cross. If you go to Mark Glenn's Crescent and Cross, crescentandcross.com, I believe, and then look on the left-hand side of the page, you will see Kurt Maynard listed there as one of the correspondents. Simply click on Kurt's name, and that will take you to some of the things that he writes on a regular basis, and he'll be on again with us at 9 o'clock this morning. Mark Glenn will be on with me tomorrow, discussing the latest things that he's doing with the American Free Press. This brings to mind the fact that my own article for the American Free Press, which has been sent to them in recent days, has now appeared in, of all places, Malaysia. Matthias Chang, who is the legendary author of, among many other things, Brainwashed for War, Programmed to Kill, Matthias has posted my article with his website, Perdana Global Peace Organization Blog. And again, that piece is entitled Memorial Day from San Antonio, the final resting place of Marquis J. McCance and the death of the American Republic. What's very encouraging about this is I was checking Google last night, and if you do a Google search on Marquis J. McCance, you discover that on the first page there are a series of things related to his tragic passing that have been put out predictably by both the Department of Defense and by the Washington Post. But this post that Matthias Chang has put up is now fifth or sixth in the Google rankings, which indicate that as people are looking for information on Marquis, that they are in fact finding this article, which of course links to the American Free Press and links to my blog at Al Bawaba, the Middle East Gateway in Amman, Jordan. It's a very interesting test case, I think, in alternative media, because the Internet, as we've said many times on this show, has given the folks on the Republic Broadcasting Network and the folks at the American Free Press, among others, an opportunity and a venue that we did not have just a few short years ago. So as you look at all of the incredible power that's there with mainstream media and with the folks who control it, the fact of the matter is that through the auspices of the Internet, those of us of an alternative persuasion who can bring our ideas to the table and can do so very effectively, have an opportunity that we have never had before in the wake of the advent of this kind of technology in the hands of average people. And boy, you really see this, I think, when it comes to this whole question of the Iraq war, where it becomes increasingly apparent, just looking at the headline in yesterday's Financial Times that says U.S. death rate in Iraq highest for 2 years. This comes to us from Steve Negus, the Iraq correspondent of the London Financial Times, and also Dimitri Savastopulo in Washington. When you look at this, it is very, very clear that now as we approach 3,500 U.S. dead and 25,000 wounded, and who knows how many psychological and psychiatric cases there are who are not mentioned in these statistics, that Mr. Bush's surge is not working. It's clear that it's not working. It's clear that there are a series of things connected to his policy that indicate that things are only going to get worse. This then is reflected in Cindy Sheehan's piece entitled Why I Am Leaving the Democratic Party. We'll take a closer look at the actual text of what Mrs. Sheehan said when we come back. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will be with us at right around 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We'll spend the last hour of the show talking about some of the sorts of issues that he covers. And again, if you are not familiar with Kurt, you need to be. I have posted one of his most recent articles at Neocon Watch, which is one of the news divisions of Breaking All the Rules News up in upstate New York. So for those of you who turn to that on a daily basis at batr.net/BATR News, you will discover that if you go to Neocon Watch on the left-hand side of the page, that there's a new entry there for Kurt Maynard in his most recent effort, which we will talk about when he comes on the show this morning in a couple of hours. Getting back then to this whole business of Cindy Sheehan, if you look at Counterpunch, they are among the folks who have posted Cindy Sheehan's article entitled An Open Letter to the Democratic Party. And by the way, if you're looking sometime at Matthias Chang's blog entitled Perdana Global Peace Organization blog, I'll have some things to say later about that blog as it pertains not simply to their repost of my article for the American Free Press, but also listed there are a series of affiliated groups that have affiliated with Perdana Global Peace Organization. I noticed that Counterpunch is one of those. But Cindy Sheehan writes from Dublin, Ireland, a very, very interesting letter. I want to read the text this morning and then get into a little bit of a discussion and analysis of what that text might mean. She says, "Dear Democratic Congress, my name is Cindy Sheehan, and my son Casey Sheehan was killed on April the 4th, 2004 in Sadr City, Baghdad, Iraq. He was killed when the Republicans still were in control of Congress. Naively, I set off in my tireless campaign calling on Congress to rescind George's authority to wage his war of terror while asking him, quote, for what noble cause, unquote, did Casey and thousands of others have to die? Now, with Democrats in control of Congress, I have lost my optimistic naivete and have become cynically pessimistic as I see you all caving into Mr. 28%, quote, unquote. There is absolutely no sane or defensible reason for you to hand bloody King George more money to condemn more of our brave, tired, and damaged soldiers and the people of Iraq to more death and carnage. You think giving him more money is politically expedient, but it is a moral abomination, and every second the occupation of Iraq endures, you all have more blood on your hands." Ms. Pelosi, Speaker of the House, said after George signed the new Weak as a Newborn Baby funding authorization bill, quote, "Now I think the president's policy will begin to unravel," unquote. Begin to unravel? How many more of our children will have to be killed, and how much more of Iraq will have to be demolished before you all think enough unraveling has occurred? How many more crimes will Bush and company be allowed to commit while their poll numbers are crumbling before you all gain the political courage, quote unquote, to hold them accountable? If Iraq hasn't unraveled in Ms. Pelosi's mind, what will it take? With almost 700,000 Iraqis dead and 4 million refugees, which the U.S. refuses to admit, how could it get worse? Well, it is getting worse, and it can get much worse thanks to your complicity. Being cynically pessimistic, it seems to me that this new vote to extend the war until the end of September, and let's face it, on October 1st, you will give him more money after some more theatrics, which you think are fooling the anti-war faction of your party. This will feed right into the presidential primary season, and you believe that if you just hang on until then, the Democrats will be able to retake the White House. Didn't you see how well, quote-unquote, that worked for John Kerry in 2004 when he played the politics of careful fence-sitting and pandering? The American electorate are getting disgusted with weaklings who blow where the wind takes them while frittering away our precious lifeblood and borrowing money from our new owners, the Chinese. I knew having a Democratic Congress would make no difference in grassroots action. That's why we went to D.C. when you were all sworn in to tell you that we wanted the troops back from Iraq and Bush and company held accountable while you pushed for ethics reform, which is quite a hoot, don't you think? We all know that it is affordable for you all to play this game of political mayhem because you have no children in harm's way. Let me tell you what it's like. You watch your reluctant soldier march off to a war that neither you nor he agrees with. Once your soldier leaves the country, all you can do is worry. You lie awake at night staring at the moon, wondering if today will be the day that you get that dreaded knock on your door. You can't concentrate, you can't eat, and your entire life becomes consumed with apprehension while you are waiting for the other shoe to drop. Then, when your worst fears are realized, you begin a life of constant pain, regret, and longing. Every day is hard, but then you come up on special days, like upcoming Memorial Day. Memorial Day holds double pain for me, because not only are we supposed to honor our fallen troops, but Casey was born on Memorial Day in 1979. It used to be a day of celebration for us, and now it is a day of despair. Our needlessly killed soldiers of this war and the past conflict in Vietnam have all left an unnecessary trail of sorrow and deep holes of absence that will never be filled. So, Democratic Congress, with a current daily death toll of 3.72 troops per day, you have condemned 473 more to these early graves. 473 more lives wasted for your political greed. Thousands of broken hearts because of your cowardice and avarice. How can you even go to sleep at night or look at yourselves in a mirror? How do you put behind you the screaming mothers on both sides of the conflict? How does the agony you have created escape you? It will never escape me. I can't run far enough or hide well enough to get away from it. By the end of September, we will be about 80 troops short of another bloody milestone, 4,000, and MoveOn.org will hold nationwide candlelight vigils and you all will be busy passing legislation that will snuff the lights out of thousands of more human beings. Congratulations, Congress. You have bought yourself a few more months of an illegal and immoral bloodbath, and you know you mean to continue it indefinitely so other presidents, quote-unquote, can solve the horrid problem Bush and company forced our world into. It used to be George Bush's war. You could have ended it honorably. Now it is yours, and you will all descend into calumnious history with Bush and company. The Camp Casey Peace Institute is calling all citizens who are as disgusted as we are with you to all join us in Philadelphia on July 4th to try and figure out a way out of this quote-unquote two-party system that is bought and paid for by the war machine, which has a stranglehold on every aspect of our lives. As for myself, I am leaving the Democratic Party. You have completely failed those who put you in power to change the direction our country is heading. We did not elect you to help sink our ship of state, but to guide it to safe harbor. We do not condone our government's violent meddling in sovereign countries, and we condemn the continued murderous occupation of Iraq. We gave you a chance. You betrayed us. Sincerely, Cindy Sheehan, founder and president of Gold Star Families for Peace, founder and director of the Camp Casey Peace Institute, eternally grieving mother of Casey Sheehan. This is quite a letter. You can find it among many other places at Counterpunch, which has printed the complete text as I have just read it here on the air. You know, a couple of things come to mind in this regard. We've talked about it a little bit before in the last couple of days. Now, obviously, this is a very bereaved woman. This is not a laughing matter, and as I think today about those who mourn in San Antonio, Texas, because of the death of Marquis J. McCants and others, we are reminded on this Memorial Day that there are a lot of folks out there who have been going through an incredible amount of sadness because of the fact that either in recent times or in the more distant past, they have lost a loved one to a war that in some cases has proven to be an illegal war, an unconstitutional war, one not declared by the Congress. The last couple that we've been involved with, of course, have involved those sets of circumstances. And so the pain that we feel over this whole situation reminds us again of just how far removed we are from having a chief executive and a legislative branch of government, not to mention the judicial, that actually take the Constitution of the United States seriously. Once again, Americans left, center, and right feel a great deal of pain today because they know that something is happening in this country. There are certain things that either are dying or have died that go well beyond the individual lives that we have most painfully lost that we are reminded about this past Memorial Day weekend. Cindy Sheehan, it seems to me, is a person that we should have a great deal of compassion for because not only is she undergoing a great deal of pain, but for those of you out there who have endured similar or identical levels of pain, you know that it doesn't go away. Hopefully over the course of time you learn to manage it as God gives you strength and grace. But nonetheless, it's not something that you ever completely get over, stating the obvious. And I think in Ms. Sheehan's case, as is the case for many American parents today, the pain is compounded by the incredible struggle that we all have in regard to the character of this war. You know, when a son or daughter or brother or sister or father or mother dies for something that's really worthwhile, that everyone believes in or most people believe in, and that they consider to be absolutely worth the expenditure of human life, then as painful as it is, we can sit back and say, well, he or she died in a noble cause or effort. Obviously, this situation in Iraq brings a lot of that into question. And when that is brought into question in the lives of hundreds or thousands or even millions of people, it makes the human sacrifice that is involved all that much more painful. I'm reminded of something that a political science professor of mine at Valparaiso University said to me a generation ago when we were talking about the Vietnam War. And this gentleman, who, by the way, is a former Marine, is hardly a pacifist or a liberal, but he said something that I can't forget pertains to Ms. Sheehan's current situation. We'll be back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, the Public Broadcasting Network. We'll mention what it is that my professor told me and then look at some other news stories.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Burton, but I have a really good excuse to you.
one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Back. This is Mark Manhouse, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us this morning right around 9 a.m. To talk about all kinds of things related to Zionism and the war in the Middle East. You can find Kurt's writings through Mark Glenn's site. If you go to crescentandcross.com and go to the left-hand side of the page where a series of correspondents are listed, including Michael Collins Piper, of both the American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, you'll see Kurt Maynard's name. Simply click on that, and it'll take you into a whole series of articles, a number of which I'm going to be discussing with Kurt today. He's got some amazing posts there. I managed to find a couple of things through his site that I've not found elsewhere that make for some very, very interesting writing and interesting conversation with Kurt Maynard at 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. Back to this whole business just briefly of Cindy Sheehan and her letter regarding why she's leaving the Democratic Party. That's been reprinted at Counterpunch, among many other places. I've read the complete text of this letter this morning so that we can contemplate its precise meaning over a period of days. Certainly, obviously, her pain is very apparent. This is not a laughing matter. Whatever you think of her politically, one way or the other, It's a very, very sad and tragic thing to see somebody enduring that kind of pain, not simply because it's a terrible thing in and of itself, but for those of you who've ever been through anything like this, and I know that a number of you have who listen to this show, it never leaves you. There's always some reminder every day, every night, of the fact that a particular loved one is gone, however you've lost them. And it just does not go away. Hopefully God gives us the grace over time to endure it and to deal with it in a decent fashion. But it's not something that you quote-unquote get over. If someone suggests to you that you'll ever get over it, they've never understood this kind of pain or what produces it. But in this context, this gets back to the whole business of the transcendent meaning that we either attach or don't attach to a given death. And I remember this old professor of mine in Chicago years ago talking about the Vietnam War with me privately. He was someone who had been in the United States Marine Corps prior to getting his PhD and becoming a college professor. He certainly was not a liberal or a leftist, very much committed to a Jeffersonian perception of the American Republic. But he said to me, you know, these 50,000 people that we lost, not to mention all the psychological and psychiatric cases and all the wounded, he said, they died for absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. You know, at one level, I'm tempted to believe that, both in the case of Vietnam as well as this present conflict that we find ourselves in the middle of, especially since it seems we did not learn our lesson from what happened in Southeast Asia a generation ago. But I keep coming back to the fact that if there is any transcendent meaning behind what has happened to these young men and women over a period of many years, it may well lie in a couple of places. One is that I hope that those who have endured this kind of pain and tragedy and continue to endure it might have the same experience as Savage McCants here in San Antonio, who told the San Antonio Express News a few days ago that in the wake of the loss of his son, Marquis J. McCants, that the only way that Savage was able to keep his mind and not lose it was his faith in God. I hope this kind of human tragedy drives a lot of people to renewed faith in God today. If it does that, either now or over the course of time, then there will be a transcendent meaning that we can attach legitimately to the loss of these fine people. There's a second idea here. To the extent that we renew our commitment to recovering this country and taking it back, getting it back to its Jeffersonian Republican principles, getting it away from the central bankers and the power mongers who actually have been running our domestic and foreign policy for a long time, then it will have been worth it. I think of a Cindy Sheehan on the left. I think of others on the America First right who are rededicating themselves today toward never allowing this sort of thing to happen in the United States again. To the extent that we are rededicated in that area, to the extent that we find ourselves fighting the good fight in terms of trying to recover a constitutional republic again, if that ends up being the last word on this entire conflict, that an entire new generation of Americans, left, center, and right, rise up to say, we've had enough of this. We're not allowing this sort of thing again. We're not losing our young people over something like this again. And when it comes to being assailed as un-American because we do not support that which is clearly ill-advised and unconstitutional, we're going to stand up and fight. To the extent that that's what happens as a result of this entire situation, it will have been worth it, if that's the end game. Let's trust that it is, and the only way that it will be the end game is if more people engage in this situation, more people stand up and tell the truth to power. More people identify who and what it is that has been primarily behind this present conflict in Iraq, who and what it is that wants to expand the situation into Iran. When we come back, I'll take a brief look at that, and then we'll look at some other stories, one on Morris Dees and the Southern Poverty Law Center, take a look at the three Iranian-Americans who have been charged with spying by the government of Tehran. We'll take a look at Tom Englehart's post today, The Mothership Lands in Iraq, and look at what Jerome Corsi has to say about Halliburton and the creation of some detention camps in the United States. This is Mark Dankos America from RBN. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Back. This is Mark Dan Smerif coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will join us right around 9 o'clock this morning Central Time. We'll be talking about a series of things that Kurt routinely writes about at his blog. You can find it by going to Mark Glenn's site, crescentandcross.com. Look at the left-hand side of the page on Mark's website. And then when you see the correspondents who are listed there, those correspondents include Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper, by the way, both of the Republic Broadcasting Network. When you go down that page, you'll see Kurt Maynard. Click on it. It'll take you to Kurt's writings and his posts, and it's well worth your time. I found several things through the auspices of Kurt Maynard that I might even talk about this morning in my interview with him, because it's interesting cannon fodder for discussion. You'll discover as you look at Kurt's blog that he talks about all kinds of things, foreign policy, domestic policy, culture. It's all there in one way, shape, or form or fashion, either through something that he said or something that he has found to be noteworthy that he, in fact, has posted. Just briefly back to this Cindy Sheehan business and why she's leaving the Democratic Party. You know, it's something that we have to say again, folks.
Cindy Sheehan expresses great consternation over the fact that the Democratic Party is not doing anything to stop the war in Iraq, not doing anything to stop this colonial war of occupation in that country. She indicates that she was naive in believing that they would. And she correctly and fairly does point out that there's been no change in the policy since the Democratic Party took over the Congress. You know, here's an honest liberal speaking. I'm sure that Cindy Sheehan and I would disagree on a lot of things. I have a number of friends on the anti-war left that I disagree with strenuously on a number of subjects, including the role of government in our lives. This is why, one of the reasons, I don't sign anti-war petitions that are circulated by people on the left, because they generally contain things in them that, however well-meaning, I cannot support as an American who believes in the Constitution of this country and who has an America First position. But that's an issue for another show. Be that as it may, I think Cindy Sheehan is an honest liberal. She's one of the people who's come forth to say, hey, the Democratic Party is no different from the Republican Party. And to the extent that she has converted to that position, she joins those of us on the American right who've left the Republican Party, who've been saying the same things for a very long period of time. And I keep coming back to this whole business again of opportunity. I took off from the Republican Party in 1996. I know that a number of us did in the wake of Pat Buchanan's last campaign for the Republican presidential nomination that year. And what happened in 1996, which is still too painful for a lot of us to talk about. But suffice it to say that in the years since then, I have not been sorry that I left the Republican Party. I'm sorry that the Republican Party left me. And now we're seeing some people on the American left going through the same existential crisis, as it were, with the Democratic Party. This, to me, again, presents an opportunity. An opportunity. And you know, one of the ideas that comes forth to me this morning as I think about it, and it's just an idea, it might be a crazy idea, it might have no viability whatsoever, but wouldn't it be interesting if we could find a very, very prominent America First paleoconservative on the right to run with a counterpart on the left who takes the same position on the war and who's behind it, and for these two people to run as a presidential and vice presidential ticket? Whether the liberals should head the ticket or the conservative is for them to decide, but to run on nothing else other than this war and the unconstitutionality of it, and to focus upon who's behind it, drop every other issue just for the next presidential campaign, just this one. Put everything else aside and make it a one-issue campaign, and campaign in key states where the Republican and Democratic contenders are within a handful of percentage points of one another. That could make for a very, very interesting circumstance. I don't know that it'll happen. I don't think it'll happen. But what if we had, for example, a Pat Buchanan, Ralph Nader ticket? Now, of course, they have commonality on certain things beyond just this whole issue of the war. But something like that, that would just focus upon the war and the impending character of a draft and the possibility of an expansion of Mr. Bush's war in the Middle East, and to make that the entire focus of the campaign in certain key presidential battleground states, thinking of places like Ohio and Pennsylvania and Missouri are quite likely to be key states this next time out, that would make for a very, very interesting situation. And as you look at this whole circumstance, what is striking to me about Cindy Sheehan, and it's striking to me about Savage McCants here in San Antonio, who lost his son, Marquis J. McCants, to the war in Iraq a number of days ago, neither has been especially successful in identifying what I think is the key force behind the war over there. And I mentioned this in my article on Marquis J. McCants, which went to the American Free Press a few days ago. It's been reposted by Mark Glenn. It's been reposted by Don Wassel at the American Nationalist Union. Now it pops up with Matthias Chang over in Malaysia at the Perdana Global Peace Organization. And there's one segment of my article I'm going to come back to again, because it's missing The perspective is missing from Cindy Sheehan's letter written to the Democratic Party. I indicate that the war, prosecuted by an out-of-control chief executive of the United States and acquiesced in by a comatose legislative branch on Capitol Hill, is not simply the pursuit of Mr. Bush's personal agenda fueled by a demonically driven psychosis. It is, in the words of Lieutenant General William Odom, the greatest strategic and tactical military blunder in the storied history of an American republic turned empire. Compounding the horror, the deceived and the bereaved must now face another torturous truth. The driving force behind this war is the government of Israel, the Israeli lobby, and the forces both entities control within the American establishment. This includes the government of the United States, corporate media, the national security leviathan, and the educational institutions funded and administered by the central state. That this is the case is not seriously in question. Commentators as diverse as Justin Raimondo of Antiwar.com, Michael Collins Piper of the American Free Press, Dr. Stephen Snigoski of The Last Ditch, John Pilger, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, and James Petras have repeatedly shown the Zionist state's direct connection to Jewish neoconservatives bearing direct responsibility for planning and directing the disaster at hand. Paul Wolfowitz, Douglas Feith, David Wormser, and Richard Pearl are but the tip of the proverbial iceberg. The sinister trail of connections leads to the Project for a New American Century paper trail of the late 1990s and the present calamity of the American-Israel Political Action Committee's spy plot designed to purloin American intelligence secrets pertaining to Iran. Add to this the public statements of a laundry list of Israeli governmental and intelligence officials on the subject in the tribe's own media, principally the Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, and the outline of the truth becomes unmistakable. The armed forces of the United States have become a surrogate janissary force for Zionist and multinational corporate interests in the Middle East. Period. End of story. You know, I think if this is an educational process, last night I was teaching a class in a Lutheran church in the south side of San Antonio dealing with the Book of Daniel. There was an opportunity before the class really got going in terms of the material from Daniel chapters 1 and 2, where we were talking about events political, because at least one of the members of the class had been listening to my show in recent days. There was discussion of the death of Marquis J. McCants going on in that class, because it's been front page news in San Antonio now for a number of days. And as we were going through some of these things, I could see that there were some new ideas being presented for the first time in the life of at least one of the persons who was involved in this class. We talked a little bit about what I have just read in regard to who and what is really behind the war in Iraq. We went all the way back in recent history to discuss the Levant affair, which is something that's come up in conversations with Mark Glenn on this show. What was behind the Levant affair in Egypt in the 1950s? What was Israel doing at that time? We talked a little bit about Michael Collins Piper's book, Final Judgment. We spoke of certain things that Gordon Thomas has written about in Gideon's Spies and Seeds of Fire. We talked about the USS Liberty incident. And by the way, Justin Raimondo has an op-ed editorial piece at antiwar.com reminding us of what happened on June the 8th, 1967. It's a very excellent op-ed piece, which skates the surface, certainly, of what Mark Glenn has dealt with on a more comprehensive basis, both on this show and also with the American Free Press. But nonetheless, it brings to the fore once again the whole issue of what happened to the men of the USS Liberty 40 years ago this June the 8th. Now, well worth reminding people of it again, because the same forces are at work in what's happening now with our policy in Iraq. Cindy Sheehan has not yet come to this realization, at least in terms of what she's expressed publicly. I would suggest for people on the American left and the American right, as well as the American center, who have come to certain conclusions about this war, certain conclusions about its unjust character, its ill-advised character, and its unconstitutional character, that they first identify the real forces behind it. If we're going to fight something, first and foremost, we have to understand who the real enemy is in regard to the promotion of those things that are destroying our families, destroying our lives, destroying our culture, destroying our society. We've got to identify the enemy first. And Cindy Sheehan makes the mistake, which I've also seen on the American right, of failing to understand truly understand the identity of the real enemy, and to understand the methodologies with which that enemy operates. And until we reach a point where we are doing that and doing that effectively, a lot of our activism, no matter how well-meaning it might be, is destined to fail. I would say that what Cindy Sheehan has been trying to do with this war has caused an unbelievable amount of frustration for her for some very understandable reasons. Nonetheless, she needs to take stock of who and what it is that controls the Democratic Party. It's provable, folks. Statistically, it's provable. This stuff is published in terms of the amount of money that the Israeli lobby has put into the Democratic Party for many, many, many years now. That's the real reason why that party is not an anti-war party in a strict moral and constitutional sense of the word. This is why Ms. Pelosi and company are going along with Mr. Bush and company. Why, by the way, did Nancy Pelosi have certain things stricken from a bill that was destined to pass the United States House of Representatives dealing with this war? Not simply the removal of timetables for withdrawal, but there were provisions removed from this most recent legislation that passed, this latest so-called supplemental appropriation, that struck language from the record that would have absolutely reiterated on the record that Mr. Bush is not to attack Iran, but that the expressed constitutional involvement and consent of the Congress. Why did Ms. Pelosi consent to having that ripped out of the text of the bill that finally made its way through Congress and that was finally signed by Mr. Bush? It's a matter of public record. She did so because the American Israel Political Action Committee, the same folks that are involved on the defensive end of the spy trial now going on in Washington, D.C., wanted it stricken. It is the American Israel Political Action Committee and their assorted network of allies nationwide, and for that matter worldwide, who wanted to ensure that that sort of language did not make it through the United States Congress. They don't want people being re-reminded of what Article 1, Section 8 says. Now, to look at this from a constitutional perspective, clearly that language did not need to be in that legislation in order for the Congress to have the constitutional right to reassert its prerogative vis-a-vis the chief executive of this country when it comes to war-making powers. But when we think about Pat Buchanan's piece yesterday, where he describes very clearly at lewrockwell.com that Mr. Bush is moving us closer and closer to war with Iran, Pat cites all of the evidence of this in a series of 5, 6, 7, 8 points. He doesn't spend a lot of time in that article, if any at all, talking about the American Israel Political Action Committee, which Pat has done on other occasions. The fact of the matter is that whether we're looking at Cindy Sheehan on the left or Pat Buchanan on the right, that when we speak about this war and its unconstitutional character, when we speak about the very, very dangerous threat that Mr. Bush is going to expand this conflict to Iran, we cannot speak of these things in isolation from the real power player behind the whole thing, and that's the Zionist lobby. And that's provable, I think, with some of the things that I have mentioned in this piece that has now been reposted by Matthias Chang in Malaysia at the Perdana Global Peace Organization blog. And when we underscore this, we need to be absolutely clear that the enemy that is supporting this and that is doing so against the expressed interests of the American people needs to be identified and his methodologies identified and understood. If we don't do that, whether it's the war in Iraq or whether it's the kind of cultural pro-traditionalist activism that certain people are engaged in with the Christian right, we're destined to fail, because unless we identify who and what it is that we're fighting, we're going to be unable to understand the larger political context in which these battles are taking place. That, to me, is maybe the ultimate tragedy behind the Cindy Sheehan story, is that she has not yet reached a point of understanding the larger dynamics of why the Democratic Party is as corrupt as the Republican. And for her counterparts on the American right, we need to understand who and what it is that we're fighting, who and what it is that we're talking about when it comes to this incredible catastrophe that Lieutenant General William Odom again describes as the biggest military calamity to ever visit this country. this is what we're speaking of here, and it's simply something that's not going to go away. General Odom, by the way, has a post which is available through Yale Global, which is affiliated with Yale University. It's a post that I have reposted of Breaking All the Rules News. Well worth your time to take a look at that in terms of what he claims is a possible way out of this morass with Iran. We'll see. Let's take a look at a couple of other stories. Are we looking for false flag incidents today? In my editorial for the American Free Press, which Matthias Chang has now reposted in Malaysia, I indicate that I think that the false flag incident of the 21st century, even greater than 9/11, that's what I was implying when I said that, might be just around the corner. Let's look for some possibilities of where it might start when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Kurt Maynard at 9 o'clock Central. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Stay connected
to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will be joining us at right around 9 o'clock this morning, Central Time. We're going to be discussing a series of things that he has posted to his blog, which you can find by looking at Mark Lynn's Crescent and Cross site. Go to that at crescentandcross.com, or simply go to my site, markdankoff.com. Go to the links page, and in the middle of the page, there's a picture of a crescent and a cross. If you click on that, it'll take you directly into Mark Lynn's site. And from there, look at the left-hand side of the main page, and you'll see Kurt Maynard listed there, among many other people, including Hesham Talawi and Michael Collins Piper. But click on Kurt Maynard, and it will enable you to take a scan on some of the recent things that Kurt has posted, both his own writings as well as those that have been put there by Kurt that pertain to what other people have said in recent times that he has found to be of merit. It's now that time of the show, folks. I wanted to remind you once more that we're still in a pledge drive at the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I've said it many times here. I think Mr. Stattmiller has put together a very, very fine list of hosts. These are all dedicated people who are trying to bring you the truth. And to the extent that John Stattmiller has put this thing together, and to the extent that all of these fine hosts, which range from Frank Whalen and Michael Collins Piper to Hesham Talawi, are all trying to do those things that are destined to enhance your knowledge and mine, we need to support this network. We need to support the fine people who are connected with it to the extent that our resources make that possible. Please do so to the extent that you possibly can. You can contact us in one of three ways. You can do it via the internet and find us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can donate via PayPal if you find us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. You can also give us a call at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Prior to 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 116. After 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 115. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719. Prior to 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 116. After 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 115. You can also mail something to us via U.S. Mail. And the mailing address there, again, is the Republic Broadcasting Network. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, as in Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's the Republic Broadcasting Network, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. This is also would be a great time, I think, to put in another plug for our friends at the American Free Press. They advertise our shows here at RBN. We have kind of a cross-pollination taking place in regard to folks that appear regularly with both entities, the American Free Press in print, the Republic Broadcasting Network on the air. If you do not subscribe to the American Free Press, I would urge you to do so at 1-888-699-NEWS. That's 1-888-699-NEWS. You can find Mark Glenn there, Willis Carto, Michael Collins Piper, Ron Paul, Paul Craig Roberts, Mark Anderson, James Tucker. I mean, all these different names come to my mind as I'm talking here. This is a brand of journalism you're not going to find anywhere else. And when you see what is routinely printed by the American Free Press, you will be struck by the fact that it is in complete contrast to the nonsense that's coming forth in corporate Zionist-controlled news media. That, I think, is very self-evident. And it's also self-evident that the Republic Broadcasting Network is fighting those same battles. So to the extent that you can support these entities, please do so. If you have a question for me today, you can call me at 1-800-313-9443. We'll be back. This is Mark Pentos, America, live from San Antonio, Texas, Republic Broadcasting Network. Kurt Maynard will be with us at 9 o'clock Central Time. Stay tuned.